on Sunday, just 3 weeks out from Christmas, a house fire ripped through the home of a Hamilton family and destroyed all of their belongings. The good news is that nobody was hurt, but the refugee couple who rented the place have no insurance, and now they have nowhere to live either. With the help of a kind neighbour, their daughter, Sami Malak, has set up a Give a Little page, and given it so close to Christmas, we thought we'd see if we could help out as well. Sami joins me now. Hello there.
Hello.
Thanks for your time today, and I'm really sorry to hear what happened to your family. How's everyone doing?
Thank you. Yeah, they're coping, a little bit stressed out, but they, thank God, they all, no one's hurt.
Yeah, you were on your back anyway, Sami. Apparently you'd had a bit of surgery just prior. That's even worse luck.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago I had a disc issue because of that when I was pregnant with my baby that's 6 months old now. I had a fall and I hurt my back and I couldn't do the surgery then until I had baby. But I had my surgery about 3 weeks ago. Okay. And I've just got back home not long ago and, yeah, feeling much better now.
Can you tell us about your family? Who's in your family?
So we come from a refugee from Iraq. We are a family of seven. My mum and dad, got four brothers, myself and an older sister. And I myself have my family, my husband, two boys and two girls. And yeah, I live not far from mum and dad's house that got burned. But unfortunately, my house is very, very small to support us all here.
Yeah.
And also, my financial is very, very low. Mm. I don't have work. I'm on working income at the moment.
I was just counting the number of people you just mentioned. I have 13.
Yeah.
You got 13 people living in your house at the moment?
Yes. And it's a very small house, to be honest. It's for my family, it's just barely enough.
Mm.
With my parents and brother being here as well, it's a bit hard, but this is, you know, I'm doing everything I could for my family. I wish I could do more and more, but my budget is very, very low.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about how your family ended up in New Zealand, Sami?
We were in 1988, we escaped from Iraq, went to Syria. That's a country right next to Iraq.
Yeah.
And from there, we stayed in a camp refugee for 9 years, waiting to be sent to another safe country, which, thank God, we've got sent to New Zealand, which is my home now. I've been here since 97.
Oh, boy. 24 years in New Zealand.
Yeah. So I'm all my children and family, like all my children are born here, mum, dad, all their grandchildren are here. Also married to, my two brothers are married from New Zealanders. Very proud to call myself a New Zealander as well.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
We're proud to have you as a New Zealander. What about the kids? Do they go to school in Hamilton? Whereabouts?
Yes. I've got four. One goes to Melville High School, my son. He's 17. My other daughter goes to Melville Intermediate. She's 12 years old. My son is 5 years old, goes to Denwell. And I have my six-month-old baby with me, and my brother, who's almost close to 17, who goes to Melville High as well with my son at the same school.
Must be funny being at the same high school as your uncle.
Yeah. That's a funny one, that one.
Okay. And you're in Ngāhi Napōuri, which is, I think, which is a really beautiful part of Hamilton.
Yeah. We're in a nice, quiet area in Denwell.
And I understand that your dad, I mean, you've obviously become part of the local community, but your dad's been pretty keen to pitch in and help people over the years.
Yes. Anywhere that he has lived, because he knows back home he used to be a mechanic. Since he's been here, however that needed help, he would help them. And he's against of charging. He doesn't like to charge the people their own need. And he's happy to do that. He can't do without helping, which I'm very proud of him.
What can you tell us about the fire, Sami?
Unfortunately, on that day, I came after my mum called me, because I was there earlier, but mum rang me as soon as, because my house is only minutes away, as soon as I took off in my car, I could see the fire from distance, and that's when I knew it was really serious. I asked my parents what happened, and my father and two neighbours and a couple of other families that were there. My dad was fixing their car, and my mum was upstairs. And, yeah, we don't know what happened. Suddenly, within minutes, she said that from the shock, she could barely walk when that happened. It took her minutes to get out, but it felt like it was hours because it was so hard to leave. And watching the fire, and she can't do anything about it.
Yeah, someone suggested maybe an electrical fault?
Yeah, it could be. We still haven't exactly found out exactly what the problem is, but it looks like it, because it was from the main power cable that came from out on the street in that corner in one of the bedrooms.
Okay.
On top of the where the main cable was. The ceiling.
What did your family lose in the fire, Sami?
Unfortunately, everything they have is all gone. Photos, all because Mum is the person that can't live without her grandchildren, so we always take our children and leave them there. So it's like their second home. She had organised everything for them, and she had spare rooms for them, everything, even for my son, who's 17 now. She had memories of him. My other niece is in Australia. She hasn't seen her for more than a year now. All she had is her memories, because she raised her from born. And all her things, everything, all the memories, all gone.
Do you guys, Mark, celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, we do. That we're here and living with all our loving family and friends, that we became one of them now.
Yeah, and I understand there was a bit of Christmas shopping you lost as well, eh?
Yeah. We had organised a lot of things for the close ones, and Mum had already bought some things to send overseas and also here, and my brother had gone shopping for, there was a special on the Black Friday sale.
Oh yeah, getting organised, eh?
Yeah, he was saving for quite some time to do a big shopping, which he did, and I bought him a gift not long ago. iPod, headphones. My mum bought him for his birthday. She bought him the iPhone that was brand new, just few months ago, and all those are gone.
Okay. And no insurance, Sonny?
And yeah, we had some cash because my brother's, my parents needed some things, and my brother had given them the money.
I think you got someone helping you out there. That's your lovely neighbour, Eli, I think, who's been supporting you. And
I don't know what I could do without her, to be honest. It was her idea to set up the page. I had no idea. I have no clue of that. I've never heard of the page or any other pages, which I'm very, very thankful for that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like your parents...
other families.
It doesn't sound like your parents are the sort to sort of put their hand out very often either, right? They've really fought for everything they've got.
No, to be honest, my dad, because of the shock, he said he don't want anything. He doesn't want to live anymore with anything, but that was a minute thing because it's the things that he's had for.
Yeah. Okay. And just checking, Sami, no insurance?
No, unfortunately. No contents insurance whatsoever, and I feel really guilty and bad about that because it should have been my job to organise things like that, because not long ago they've changed company, and because the company insurance were charging a little bit more, I told Mum, look, I'll find some other companies that are a bit cheaper. And
honestly, Sami, all of us know what it's like to have something like that to do, and you think, I'll just put it on my list, and you don't feel the urgency because, you know, there's a million other things to do, so I don't think anyone would judge you for that.
Yeah, I just feel like if I could have done it earlier, but then I was in hospital and I was not that well, but then I think about it, I could have taken that phone and done it, and at least they could have,
Hey, well, here we are. You've got this Give a Little page, and I've got a link to that. Do you need anything else, or are you just appreciating cash donations at the moment?
Yeah, to be honest, and we've been trying since the day is to look for a house, which I'm struggling until at this moment. I do have an interview today at 2 o'clock for a property, but that's not guaranteed how that would go. That's a big relief if we can get a house that's reasonable for them because of Mum's condition and Dad. We do need something that's for their age that's reasonable and if possible with a bath because of, as I said, a health condition, being the bath, and also something with a garage for their storage and,
Got a few things on the wish list there. People can contact us if they think they can help, and ideally somewhere near you in Ngahiripauri as well.
I very appreciate if anyone out there that has something that they can help with, that would be great.
Meanwhile, 13 people at your house, eh?
Yeah.
Sami, thanks very much for telling us your story. I know it hasn't been easy, and I know you were reluctant to get involved in this Give a Little, but we're happy to share the message if people want to contribute, and good luck, and maybe we can catch up with you down the track and find out how you're getting on.
Thank you, and I appreciate everything you're doing and everyone else, and I, from here, say to all my neighbours and everyone that doesn't even know us, just hearing about it has been big, big support. It means so much to us, and I'm not sure how to thank them enough for everything they're doing. It's making me going to cry, but, thank you. I really appreciate everyone. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, let you get back to that baby now, eh?
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Sami.